Welcome to the Georgia Bulldogs Podcast, your only source on the web for exclusive content from the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network, historic game rewinds, and original programming from the Bulldogs. Now, here's this week's episode of Bulldog Brunch. The following is a presentation of the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network. Live from the Hilltop Grill in Athens, Bulldog Brunch is on the air. We're wrapping up the Dogs football weekend on the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network. Now, along with Georgia Hall of Famer Kevin Butler, here's your host, Jeff Dantzler.
Georgia with a rousing 24-17 victory over Florida yesterday in Jacksonville. The Bulldogs now 7-1 on the season, 4-1 in the Southeastern Conference. That's three straight wins over the Gators. And the Dogs win the decade at the cocktail party, 6-4 here in the 2010s. And the way things went in the 90s and 00s, that is mighty sweet. A good morning, one and all, from the Hilltop Grill, home of the best brunch in all of Athens. It's the Bulldog Brunch. The red mule grits are percolating, the bacon-wrapped shrimp frying to a crisp, and the gumbo slowly warming. Along with our network studio producer, John Essick, our on-site producer-engineer, the road dog, Adam Gillespie, and my co-host, Bulldogs and Bears record-setting multiple Hall of Fame legend Kevin Butler. I'm Jeff Dantzler. We welcome you to the Bulldog Brunch from the Hilltop Grill. Come see us if you're here in Athens. Call us from the Golden Isles or on your way back. The phone number is 888-81-DOGS, 888-813-2947. You can tweet us, hashtag UGA Dog Talk. Kevin at the Real Butthead, Adam at Road Dog 680, John at John Essick, and yours truly at Jeff Dantzler TV. A game of critical importance in KB, led by a cavalcade of standout performances. Georgia never trailed. Georgia answered. And Georgia delivers a vital victory.
Well, it was a huge victory, and it was everything that Georgia's fans were hoping that was going to happen. They took a couple of weeks of some pretty good verbal abuse on not only from outside, but I think from inside. A lot of people were questioning Georgia and seeing how they were going to react, and They couldn't react it better. I thought they came out, were focused when they got out there. You saw Florida give it the best shot, move the ball down the field a little bit on that first drive, but Georgia stood up, made a great fourth down stop, and that really gave Georgia an opportunity to get into a good flow on defense. And, you know, when things go bad at first against your defense, it kind of gets you off balance. But Georgia stayed very balanced yesterday, and you know, as we go along in the show today, I'm going to bring up some more defensive stats on this team, but it's really exciting to see how they're playing. A lot of people said going into this game, well, Georgia hadn't seen a running game like this. Georgia hadn't seen a passing game like this. Georgia hadn't played a team this talented. Well, Georgia shut them down. They really did. And as you look at it, and I watched the game again this morning with that extra hour of sleep.
Oh,
I tell you what, I was walking around my house at 5 in the dark going, what am I doing up? And it was fun to watch because great effort on both sides of the ball. It started in the trenches. We talked about it before the game. We talked about it after the game. Got to be proud of both of them. I mean, great pass blocking, really, really good pass blocking by our offense. And, you know, the challenge for our offensive line is I take a quick look at it. So what we were just talking about, Jeff, is that initial blow off the line when we're really packing everybody in there. That's a tough situation for any offensive line to be in when you got eight guys within, I think, first play of the game. Florida had, what was it, 11 guys
11 within
10 yards.
Yes.
You know, that's playing the cards pretty early in the game. And, you know, we saw with Lewis Cager back yesterday, it opened the field up. Our tight ends, four passes to the ghost guys for about 50 yards. Just a total team effort. DeAndre Swift again, Brian Harry, what a catch. Unbelievable catch. You could I even saw some highlights this morning. Kirby was surprised
by
the
catch. He said, holy guacamole.
Yeah, it was something like that. I think it was it surprised everybody, but it was a great athletic play and key in the game.
It was one of the big plays of the game, and certainly the pass from Jake Fromm to Eli Wolf to put it away. Great play by Charlie Werner.
Just such touch on that pass.
Oh, what a throw. Andrew Thomas anchoring that offensive front, and Georgia on that third down. You got a player like Jake Fromm. Kirby Smart trusted his quarterback to win the game, and that's exactly what the Dogs did.
Welcome back to the Bulldog Brunch from the Hilltop Grill. Our buddy George James saying he's having his 20th cup of coffee this morning, listening in to the Bulldog Brunch. Got Chris on the stream rolling up I-16, KB.
And got John Jasmine, a Florida Gator grad who's a neighbor, said, congrats. Hasn't been there in 25 years, but he had a great time.
All right, well, good deal.
They're coming around, those
always,
Gators.
Always appreciate it. My buddy Vol fan Rob came over to offer his congratulations.
He did. He's got a nice little new sweatshirt he's sporting, it looked like.
Bulldog sweatshirt. Very nice. I know we'll have a lot of people. We've got Andrew from Columbus. He's on the drive back. Got us on the TuneIn app.
Oh, I like that. A lot of people ask us where you can hear us, and we say whether if you're not in the Hilltop, it's going to be hard.
Right. But, no, we've got other methods. We're actually out on live radio. And now there's this term, John, am I correct on this, a geofence? And also, so if you're within 75 miles of Athens, you can listen on our local station, 960 The Ref. Of course, WSB, the big stick out of Atlanta.
But we're not on that live right now, are we?
Yes, we are.
This is exciting.
This is exciting stuff.
I mean, people are actually listening.
The Georgia Dogs app. There's all kinds of stuff
out
there.
Jojo from Decula. You know who he is.
Jojo from Decula. Is that your father?
Yes.
Joe, that's
he
a great
wants to
American.
Know, what's your opinion on Mullen's breakdown on the sideline?
Well, there you go.
What do you think? He's asking you.
You're his
number
one son.
No, he wanted me to ask you. He hears me talk all the time. He's my dad.
It made me smile a little bit just seeing him lose it like that. It showed, and Dan Mullen's a very good coach, but it showed a lack of composure.
Yeah, and I think they had that kind of going right off the get-go. I mean, they had to use two timeouts real early in the first quarter, and I think that really showed there was some confusion out there. You know, when you don't have everything stacked up, we've seen Kirby do the same thing. It's not unusual for a coach to break down like that and jump on the coach when things aren't going right. I mean, they had 12 men on the field one time. They had not enough men on the field one time. Those things should not happen this late in the year. And I think Georgia got kind of built some confidence off that, because when you see another team's confused, it's like that blood in the water, man. The shark starts circling around, and you get into that kind of a frenzy because you know they're confused. If you make some great plays, that makes them a little bit more frustrated and confused. And that's what the Georgia defense kept doing.
And with those early timeouts, we certainly got our quota of commercials in early.
Yeah, we did. We did. We kept seeing the same ones over and over.
And we need to thank Emily was with us, and need to thank David and Evelyn Dukes for
David
being wonderful.
Dukes. Evelyn
wonderful
is
host.
A angel.
Yes, she is.
And David is an angel's friend.
Yes, indeed he is. That man has wings.
I love him. I love him.
I love the man, too.
He loves the dogs, too. You know, he loves the dogs in many, many, many ways.
It was all Georgia loving right there. Let's go to the killer. She loves the dogs. The killer is in Kennesaw. Killer, are you hoarse, darling? What do you got for us? Welcome to the Bulldog Brunch of the Hilltop Grill.
I am a little hoarse this morning. Kevin and Jeff, proud to be a Bulldog, as always. And I believe the grass is greener, the sun is brighter, and the air's a little sweeter. I'm really proud of our defense, how they played, and I think my favorite play of the game was when they were holding, practically tackling our lineman, and he still got to the quarterback.
Yeah, that was big Jordan Davis. Thank you, Killer. And that put Florida in a 2nd and 29 when they had crossed the 50. And that was an example, too, early in the game. The fourth down stop was huge. That sack was huge. Georgia cashed in with a field goal to take that lead. Again, Georgia never trailed in this game, and the Bulldogs were able to answer every challenge that Florida mounted.
Well, they did. I mean, we had a lot of great performances on defense yesterday. And, you know, Monty Rice, as we talked about a lot last night, had, you know, 9 tackles, 2 solos. And what that tells you is just not a whole lot of solos. Eric Stoke had 3 of them. Tells you is gang tackling. And it's wrapping up, and you're all there at once. And I think that shows great pursuit. But, you know, Jordan Davis, I really like the game he played yesterday. Pushing up field. Trayvon Walker was in there. Devontae Wyatt, Tyler Clark. Malik Herring, Azir. I mean, these guys were going at it, and they're young. And we've seen a little bit of growing pains. But this team, statistically, it's kind of it's kind of scary to look at their statistics on defense. Still haven't let anybody run in the ball into the end zone. And, you know, Florida had obviously had chances down there, but they weren't going to try to break that chest open. They were going to try to go to the air. That's where they were having success. They weren't having success running the ball. So Georgia's been very consistent. Everybody was doubting this team, but I think, you know, right now Georgia's beaten two top 10 teams. We had a mess up, and if you look back at that South Carolina game, you still don't have to go any farther than four turnovers. That was the difference in the game. And I think that Georgia acknowledged that within that locker room, said, let's stay the course. We got to get better in certain ways. And obviously two great weeks of practice put them in a situation to not only play good, but they played confident. I really think they played confident, and that's something that says a lot about a team.
And Cager certainly a difference maker there. We got David and Steve on hold. We'll jump back to those phones when we continue on from the Hilltop Grill, enjoying the best brunch in all of Athens. We tried to steal Rob's shrimp and gumbo there. It's the Bulldog Brunch.
He was over there with his hand up there like he had a question. Oh,
that's
me.
We had two weeks ago, we snagged somebody's shrimp.
Yeah, we didn't give it back. Once it hits
like a Bears jersey there.
Once it hits the table,
It's our property there. It's the it looks like one of those old Ditka Bears sweaters there. It's
the
Bulldog Brunch from the Hilltop Grill here on the Georgia Bulldog Sports Network. Welcome back. It is the Bulldog Brunch from the Hilltop Grill. Our bacon-wrapped shrimp have arrived. My lovely bride, Emily and Tilly, they are listening in. I think she's watching a show about serial killers right now on Netflix. But
what is the one channel? Lifetime.
Lifetime.
If your wife is watching Lifetime, your days with Lifetime are numbered.
That's like the other thing. If you owned a business and Mike Wallace in 60 Minutes showed up, you might as well just shut it down.
Yeah,
if your wife's watching Lifetime by herself, you are in big, big trouble right there. But I've been ordered to bring gumbo, and I will gladly comply because this gumbo.
Well, that's almost like a reverse last meal.
Throw me in the briar patch, this gumbo here. Put it up against any from New Orleans.
Fabulous.
All right, let's go to the phone.
Fabulous.
We'll go to Monroe, Georgia. We got David with us. David from Monroe.
Monroe.
Good morning to you, good sir. How about them dogs? And welcome to the Bulldog Brunch from the Hilltop Grill.
Yeah. Good morning, guys, and how about them dogs? What a night. I actually felt confident the whole game, and I didn't really get antsy until I was coming forward that last touchdown Florida did, and I thought, well, one of the things that I watched throughout the game, and you may agree with me on this, is that Georgia executed great time management with keeping Florida's offense off the field.
Yes.
The whole game, with that goes. They did a really great job. I know we've got a long ways to go, and I heard Mark Slaybaugh say last night on SEC Now that Georgia needs to win 2 out of 3 to win the East and go to play in Atlanta. But, you know, bottom line is we need to win out to go to Atlanta and so that we can get into the playoff picture. And, of course, I think the first BCS rankings are coming out, Tuesday?
Yes.
With that goes, it's Georgia's going to say the course. I think Jake Fromm rallied his troops and let him down the field. I didn't think he did a great job. The whole team in itself, and with my family, we were talking about. And I was like, well, she and my mother-in-law asked me, who is Lawrence Cager? And I said, he's been out with injury, and he came back with full force. Did a great job. Did a great thing for the Georgia. Those are some amazing catches. I kept going back and watching film last night just to see those catches. Those were totally unbelievable. That actually made the top 10.
One of the catches did.
And then, of course, but I think it's going to be great. I wanted to ask Butler as far as, and you too, JD. I know we've got to run the course. There's going to be a lot of great games on next week. Do you think with us running the course, the LSU-Alabama game on that side of the table, do you think that's going to define the West? And one other thing is, I wonder if the governor of Florida knows how to hog hunt because he has to come to town.
Yeah, Governor Kemp, who celebrated his birthday yesterday, and Brian, a good friend of both Kevin and mine, just a great Bulldog fan. He and his wife, Marty, a wonderful family there. They had a nice little friendly wager. So BK said it was the best birthday present he could have gotten yesterday.
And I love that, a little hog hunting.
Yeah, that's fantastic. He loves getting in the outdoors there. And Kevin, the you know, kind of going back to some of the points that David made. I mean, the big thing is looking forward now. Whoever wins LSU, Alabama is probably going to go to the title game. But Georgia just needs to worry about Missouri. Just keep going week to week. And just remember, everybody was picking Florida, and Georgia came in with a chip on the shoulder. Well, Georgia can't all of a sudden get cocky. It's, we'll win this game easily. We'll win that game easily. You got to maintain that focus week to week.
Yeah, I don't think Georgia's going to get cocky. I don't think they feel that they deserve to be cocky. I don't think you can once you have a game like you did against South Carolina where you just, lay it on the ground too many times. So I think they'll be focused. I think Kirby and his staff do a great job of keeping these guys focused. We feel like they had the one wake-up call. Let's hope that that's the only one. Georgia runs the table. You'll see it. I agree with you. Everybody still on that national level doubts Georgia. And you saw it from every CBS guy. Picked against Georgia, and I think Desmond Howard was the only one that picked Georgia on everything. Wasn't that right, Adam? Yeah. So, wouldn't it be fun if those guys, their job depended on their picks, just to kind of give them some credibility? Because I think they're on TV so much, they just have to make things up, and it kind of gets them off of what really went. Georgia did what they had to do yesterday to win a football game, and that was control the lines of scrimmage on both sides.
And one of the biggest keys, all those third down conversions.
Unreal.
And as the game went along, Georgia throwing when Georgia wanted to, not when Georgia had to.
Knocked us up to 47% on the year, third down conversions. That's strong, folks.
It's moving good. Half hour in the books. The Bulldog Brunch from the Hilltop Grill and the Georgia Bulldog Sports Network. Welcome back to the Bulldog Brunch from the Hilltop Grill. We have gotten started with some bacon-wrapped shrimp. Oh, got some gumbo on the way, some Red Mule grits.
What are you going with? Something different today?
Yeah, I think I might change it up a little bit. I'm definitely getting some gumbo today.
So I got to give kudos to Adam. He just absolutely stumped you. I've never seen it happen before.
Yeah,
my mouth dropped open. He asked you a simple Georgia trivia question, and you said,
the question was, is this the longest that George has gone in a season without giving up a rushing touchdown? I think absolutely. I mean, that's one
but
of those deals.
But you don't know for sure.
Don't know for sure, but it's one of those deals. I said we have this policy in baseball with Christopher Lakos and Dave Johnson and I when we're on the road or if something happens, if we can't remember or hadn't heard of it or read about it,
it's a
we're going to declare this a record. Now, if somebody comes along and proves us wrong, fine.
Well, we have social media hooked up, so if you know whether this is true or not, please, please, please enlighten my friend Jeff.
That is good stuff there.
He will be up for days since he missed a Georgia trivia question.
The great Woody Fields on the way back. The barn down outside between Wrightsville and Sandersville just has dogs 24, gators 17, sick 'em. And the barn always tells the truth. Let's go to the phones. I'll tell you what. We'll do that. What you got real quick?
I got one. This is from Sean Butler. Sean,
that's your brother.
That's my brother. He goes, I think it's great that Emily's over her morning sickness and can eat those
God.
Red Mule grits and bacon wrap shrimp again.
Just the fake news.
Hashtag Jeff Daddy.
Oh,
I like
God.
That.
Y'all are so bad. Fake news. She's going to come down here and, like, stab you in the hand or something.
We don't want her to. She needs exercise.
Oh,
so
good
she's
God.
Walks down here. That would be good.
The Rammer got you on the app, heading back. Oh, here we go. Here's a dynamic duo. The great Knox Culpepper and the great Mandy Culpepper driving back from the game. Great to be a Gator hater. And Mandy had on her lucky Chuck Taylors that we signed when they were our guests up here a couple of weeks ago.
Those are pretty good. You're always careful when you're signing the shoes, especially when they take them off. Because I know if it was like me taking my shoe off and handing it to somebody, I would be embarrassed.
I'll tell you this, too. If somebody would have told me that, now granted, there was no texting back when I was growing up, but that I would have at some point in my life that Kathy and Mandy would send me text, man, I would have thought I would have arrived. Now, of course, they married two Bulldog legends. But
I would think you would be stalking if they were sending you, like, stay away.
Please do not ever approach me. Delete this number. I did have a girl I went on a couple of dates with. She said, oh, my gosh, she had a – her phone was ringing, and it just came up as do not answer. That was her ex. I'm like, good Lord, I hope I'm not that in anybody's telephone there. So, Mandy and Kathy, if I was of age back then, that probably would have been me. Do not answer.
Do not answer.
Let's go to Steven, who is dry. Oh, my God. Emily says, so now I'm pregnant and need exercise. Great. You're in big trouble.
When
I'm just
you're
telling
pregnant, you,
you
need
Good
to do
Lord.
Exercise. I know it's y'all's first one. I'm just trying to help.
Fake news. The great Bird Dog Bottle Company, he is a big scholar of Thomas Carlyle. Had a large time at the cocktail party, enjoying watching two Gator fans in fight of this is great. Enjoyed watching two Gator fans in front of me fight each other. Mullinade has turned sour. The ham bone, Mullinade. Enjoying a great ride back from Jacksonville. Can we get a Rodrigo appreciation shout-out? No
Absolutely.
Doubt. All three of those kicks were huge, especially the first one. Thank you to Stan listening in on the app. Our man Andrew, defense was elite. Thank you, Andrew. Rambo, how about them dogs? Third and Grantham. Heading down 75, going to Disney World with all those dog flags. Coach Mullen is Mr. Excuse. Thanks to Dan De La Matter, great Bulldog fan, victorious Bulldog Brunch, listening in on the app. How about our friend Eric saying, how about Cager with a great, great Ooh. Game for the Bulldogs?
I like how he goes and gets the ball. He doesn't wait for that ball to come to him, and I think that puts him above – a lot of receivers, especially at the college level. When you learn how to use your body and to really go back at the pass, you're going to have a lot more opportunities. And I think, you know, his experience certainly in college has led him to be one of those transfers that came in and they're making a huge difference. And that's the new world of college football, as we've talked about. I mean, these transfers are out there, and you have a whole separate scouting department that looks at those guys that might be disgruntled, might be in a situation where they're very good, but they're still not going to play. And if you can grab a couple of those guys each year, Jeff, you can really fill some holes.
Yeah, you certainly can. And you look at the job the transfers did yesterday in Cager and Wolf. Let's go to Steven, who is on his way back driving home. Steven, thank you for holding. We welcome you to the Bulldog Brunch from the Hilltop Grill.
Guys, I appreciate you taking my call again. I make this call every year. I cannot start on the game without thanking my wonderful wife in 2010 for choosing Jacksonville in the game as a honeymoon. So we got to spend another week on Amelia Island this week celebrating our 9th anniversary.
Congratulations.
And the game, she has missed a couple, but she is 6-2 in Jacksonville Ooh. Over the last 9 years. So thanks to her. Now, to the game. Third down was the key yesterday, guys. Florida yep. didn't convert a third down until their last drive. And the last 2 years, how good has Jake Fromm been on third and Grantham, especially the conversion there? But I think all three of his touchdown passes last year were on third down, and the guy does it over and over again. Third down was the story, and go Dawgs.
He is clutch. He certainly is. And another great nugget you think about, and again, we talked about Georgia winning the decade from Florida. You think about some tough years in the 90s when Florida and Tennessee were two of the very best teams in all of college football, and what Florida did to Georgia in the 2000s. Jake Fromm 6-0 against Tennessee and Florida. And in this season, Georgia's won the decade against Florida and has taken the lead in the all-time series against Tennessee.
Yeah, I mean, quite impressive when you do that. We know how it was on the other end of that stick Ooh. Back in the 90s, and that wasn't fun at all. So we are sitting there, got to enjoy this right now. Jake did. He had a fabulous game yesterday, and I think the whole offense, and let's not forget James Cooley, who was on a lot of people's to-do list a couple of weeks ago. And, you know, give him credit for putting these guys in situations that they certainly looked different yesterday against the Florida team, whether they were, whether they weren't. I know we've run a lot of these plays, but we were getting separation. Florida played a lot of zone. And, you know, when they start to play zone, that really plays into what Georgia does better.
If you protect against zone, somebody's going to get open.
Yeah, and then I think I like our athletes. When they catch the ball, they have the opportunity to you know, do something with that ball after, get those yards after the catch. So that's important. I think Robinson yesterday kind of gave us a little vertical, even though he didn't catch some big passes. We did go downfield. Got lucky when Florida didn't intercept a pass earlier in the game.
Yep.
Safety came over, but, you know, that's why he's a safety. They can't catch. And you put those guys back there. We see it on our end, too. I mean, DBs are the best athletes. If they could catch, they'd be a receiver. Well, and that was very lucky for Georgia at that point yesterday. But we were still getting downfield.
I want to tell you a couple of plays that stand out to me. On the last drive there, Georgia had just an awful penalty. I mean, coming out of a kickoff to go first and 15, got 7 or 8 yards to Robertson, made some people miss, made it manageable there. And I still go back, the play before the touchdown, it looked like Jake was going to get sacked. He scrambled ahead, got 3 yards. Instead of second and 17, it was second and 7. Cager breaks wide open for a touchdown. That's huge. That's the battles within the war there.
Well,
that
and you saw that there was movement out there. When they came across that safety's face, he turned his back on Cager and kind of started drifting in the middle, and Cager was wide open at that point and just kind of pranced in there, took his little time, and then gave a little Superman move down there, some big guns.
And then he caught the two-pointer, which was huge to go up 14. Let's go to Buckhead. You ever been out in Buckhead? Here's Clayton, maybe when you were younger. Clayton?
Yeah, I don't go down there now. They look at people.
Morning, guys. Thank you for taking my call.
Charity work. Yeah, Clayton, go ahead.
A little charity work.
Had a couple, two statements and then a question. First off, got married a week ago today. So
hey,
we
congratulations.
Went down to 38 for our honeymoon and then went to the game. Spectacular.
Congrats.
Makes I-16 a little bit better of a drive on Sunday. And the other statement is, I'm really glad that our governor's not going to have to go python hunting now. I was
That's
a little
right.
worried about that.
That's what the bet was?
Yeah, python or hog.
The heck?
Question, though, and I don't know if you guys heard this because you were in the box, but the announcer yesterday, the stadium announcer.
No, we were in the box.
Was saying we when he was referring to Florida.
Yeah, I didn't know
if you guys noticed that.
Yeah, they go back and forth. So Florida, I guess it was Florida's year to be the home team. So next year, Georgia, Brooke Whitmire will be the PA band there. So that's just the way that thing goes.
Okay, didn't notice that new information. Well, I appreciate it, guys.
Yeah, okay, congratulations on getting married there. What a honeymoon. And, man, starting off with a win over Florida, that's a great way to get going.
It's a great way. I thought we were in the box there for a minute.
No, we were in a much better place. Casa Dukes. That was pretty awesome. Let's go to Daniel from Bethlehem. Daniel, good morning to you, and welcome to the Bulldog Brunch from the Hilltop Grill.
Hey, guys. How are y'all this morning?
Daniel, couldn't be better.
Good. I got a couple of questions. Stand out, guys. What does the number 1,099 mean to you?
I'm guessing a day's sense.
Well, no. Well, yeah, I was going to say, because the last time, those are the devs. 1,099 days since Florida last beat us.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking taxes, the 1099.
The 1099, that's bad numbers there.
I'm kind of paranoid.
Bad numbers there. What else you got for us, Daniel?
I had so much money in the pillow.
We did really great. Guys, what are some of the things that we need to be worried about next week going into Missouri? They can be a spoiler. And,
yes.
Honestly,
Missouri.
I don't really care who we play in Atlanta. I'm ready to go.
Yeah, listen, Missouri always plays Georgia tough, and the biggest concern you've got there is their big tight end.
He's losing.
Albert Ogwumike. Albert O. As good as Pitts is, as good as Komet is, this guy might be the best tight end in the country, and Missouri is big and tough and physical.
Okay, folks, it's over. I don't want to hear Florida win anymore. We're on to the next game.
He asked. What am I supposed to do?
This is the best Missouri team that's ever been on the field.
They're good.
They're great.
Got a good team.
They're great.
Jeez, this guy, you just anything.
Just
I
enjoy
say.
It. It's Sunday.
I'm enjoying it.
The Falcons are going to play in a half hour and ruin most people's lives.
No, they're off today.
Thank God.
They'll bounce back, though, at the Saints next Sunday.
No, they won't.
That'll go
I did have. I did have somebody ask me, should I take the Falcons in 41 against the Saints next week?
Well, no, at Vegas.
And I told him I'm not that risky.
Yeah,
I wouldn't.
No, at Vegas, the Saints will score. Will score to go up 40. Are they going to go for two here? 4-2. They tend to know
the
what
spread.
They're doing. Oh my gosh! Yeah, we're definitely going to hold on here for a few minutes. Got some calls to get back to, and don't forget, Georgia fans, to tune in tonight at midnight for the latest episode of Kirby Smart All Access on WSB TV Channel 2. This week we featured Jarvis Jones and Rennie Curran, well deserved, inducted into the Georgia Florida Hall of Fame class of 2019. That's Kirby Smart All Access tonight at midnight on WSB TV Channel 2 or anytime next week on GeorgiaDogs.com. I'll maintain that not since Herschel Walker did any Georgia player have better back-to-back games against the Gators than Jarvis Jones in 2011 and 2012. As we are live and in color here at the Hilltop Grill, enjoying the best brunch of all of Athens, It's the Bulldog Brunch on the Georgia Bulldog Sports Network. Welcome back. It's a Bulldog Brunch from the Hilltop Grill. Pretty cool. Our friend Mike from Watkinsville's got a football that he absconded from pregame warmups in the 44-0 win in 82.
What does that mean?
Took. Let's go to the phones. We've got the Buckhead Bulldog with us.
Could have just said took.
Buckhead, good morning to you. Welcome to the Bulldog Brunch from the Hilltop Grill.
Oh, man, I tell you, I finally found something that's better than being a Bulldog on a Saturday night, and that's driving home from Savannah after beating those Gators. What a ball game yesterday. What a game. And I'll tell you, I'm in love with Wolf. That we were so worried they were going to try to run the ball three times, and they came out passing to get that first down, and that clock just ticked away.
Tick, tick, tick.
And as Munson said, it was about 2 minutes to everything, and we got it. And that was a great, great third down pass.
It really was. And, again, I do want to go back to the little move that Robertson made on first down on first and 15 to get into a manageable situation there, and he put it right on the money to Wolf, and great protection.
No, it was unbelievable. I think what makes it even more fun, and, Jeff, we – didn't get to take part in this, but I understood what it was like, you know, for those minutes when Georgia was controlling it, the great fans got to enjoy it. I mean, that last cheering where that's where the Florida side's empty and the Georgia side's full, and you saw the players thanking the fans. You saw Kirby run over to the fans after it. That, as I said, that was my third key yesterday.
Fans.
The fans were going to play a role in that, and you heard Kirby talk about it after the game. You heard the players talk about it after the game, and I'm just glad the fans got to have a good time at the end of the game.
Three in a row over the Gators. That is very special. I got a question here from the Hilltop from our friend David from Oxford. Do you ever foresee the day when alcoholic beverages will be sold at Sanford Stadium? And he wants to say hello to his friend William from Conyers, Georgia. I do, and I think it's one of those things that's coming along, but – right now, the key is for these stadiums, the infrastructure. Yeah. How do you do it? Yeah. Because the stadiums weren't really built for it. It's not just saying like, okay, hey, we're going to sell beer now. You got to have separate concession lines, people checking IDs.
Yeah.
I think eventually it will happen.
Yeah, I can't tell the future, but you could take about 15-yard walk over here to your right and start drinking anything you'd like. So we're here at the Hilltop Grill.
So come on down.
I don't know about the stadiums, but you're at the right place to take care of that issue.
You are 8 minutes away.
Is that what it is?
They should have called that the Bulldog Brunch Bill, in fact. That's my opinion. Hey, at Peachtree Orthopedics, they're dedicated to helping you feel better, faster, with specialists for every body part, including your liver. We have healed Atlanta for over 65 years and now offer same-day and Saturday appointments. Learn more at PeachtreeOrthopedics.com. All right, let's go back to the phones. Get ready, KB.
I'm ready.
It is Rutherford from Athens. Rutherford, good morning.
Hey,
welcome
guys
to the Bulldog Brunch from the Hilltop Grill.
Congrats on the win. We actually, I guess from the notoriety of the show, the Quarterback Association got into the press box yesterday. Now, let me back up a minute. Four quarterback terms: peripheral, aphelion, and perihelion, and B-lion passes. Now, we asked the coordinators that we talked to in the press box, please get down there. It's on television. We need to see some running passes. That way you don't have to worry about your peripheral vision standing back there in the pocket. When you're running and passing, it puts everything in motion. It's much safer. It's a faster game.
Safer?
Rutherford, it is always interesting to hear from you. We do appreciate the call.
I'm almost like when he gets done, I actually don't know he's done. and that's where I kind of, my mouth drops open. I'm going, what?
Well, here, you drop your mouth open. I'll feed you a shrimp.
Oh,
here. There
God,
you
those
go.
Those are huge.
They are so good this morning. Those are prawns right there.
So those are four quarterback terms.
Mm-hmm. Peripheral, we get that.
That's like when your ears swell up?
Yeah, that's being able to see all
over.
Oh,
I thought it
was
a condition.
Yeah, that probably is not a good thing. I caught some peripheral there. Yeah, that doesn't sound good.
What was the second one?
I don't remember. But Jake Fromm played a great game.
He did, didn't he?
He was just magnificent.
He had all those terms working yesterday, and it certainly worked to Georgia's
protection. And that includes the backs as well, protection.
Well, I tell you what, Swift and Harry both picked up blitzes. They were bringing – I mean, Grantham was bringing – people and bringing heat, but the one reason that they didn't get that, and we've talked about it before, these running backs, you know, there's a lot of them out there, and you'll see a lot of them, but you won't see these guys on the field if they can't pick up those blocks, and especially in a game like that. Swift, I could think three off the bat. The third one.
And he delivered the blow, too. He didn't just absorb it.
You can't absorb him. If you absorb him, you're going to be right back at your quarterback's feet.
Exactly.
And we saw that from our guys. They were absorbing. Big Jordan coming through there. They were holding him. He just dragged him back and jumped on the quarterback with their guy on top of him.
Thanks to our friend Terry Graham for texting in and saying a big hello there. That's one take on things. 888-813-2947, 888-81-DOGS. And I do want to give a thumbs up. KB's been talking about it a lot. Davis, Wyatt, Herring, Walker, Clark, Ojulari, that defensive front.
I'm going to say it right now. Their new name is the Great Wall of Dog.
I love it.
That's it, man. They are putting up a wall right now. Zero rushing touchdowns on the year, 8 games in. Got to be a dog record. This is something that you build off of. You talk about I talked about it a couple of weeks ago, the internal wins that keep these guys excited, to keep them motivating. That's an internal win right there. 8 games, no rushing touchdowns. Teams have had, and we're going to see them put in situations, and it's going to happen. Somebody, I believe, will probably get in the end zone on the ground, but that's something that they can talk about. They can, you know, pat each other on the back and say, let's keep it going. That's great motivation.
Really proud of the entire defense. You had a couple other freshmen out there, Nolan Smith, to Kobe Dean, who played good. And you're right, Rice and Crowder were just terrific. They have been all season at middle linebackers. Georgia beats Florida. The final score from Jacksonville, it was Georgia 24 and Florida 17. That is 3 straight victories in the series for the Bulldogs. Georgia wins the decade 6-4. Georgia's won 6 out of 9. Kirby has won 3 in a row. He's 3-1 against Florida. And Dan Mullen is now 0-2 as Florida's head coach against the University of Georgia.
He's blaming somebody right now.
Hour number 2 is just around the corner. We are having a fabulous Sunday morning celebrating Georgia over Florida with the Bulldog Brunch from the Hilltop Grill on the Georgia Bulldog Sports Network. An incredible victory for Georgia yesterday as the Bulldogs defeat Florida 24-17 in Jacksonville. The Dogs now 7-1 on the season, 4-1 in the Southeastern Conference. That's 3 straight wins over the Gators, and the Dogs win the decade in the cocktail party 6-4. That's 6 out of the last 9, 3 in a row. Under the watch of Kirby Smart, he's now 3-1 against Florida with those 3 straight wins. And Dan Mullen, as Florida's coach, is 0-2 in Jacksonville. Good morning from the Hilltop Grill, home of the best brunch in all of Athens. It's the Bulldog Brunch. The Red Mule Grits are on the way. The bacon-wrapped shrimp, well, they've been devoured over here, but there's still plenty ready to just jump right into your mouths. The gumbo is warming. We're taking some home to our lovely lasses, our network studio producers, John Asick. Our on-site producer, engineers Adam Gillespie, he's got the steak, bacon, and grits on the way. My co-host, Bulldogs and Bears, record-setting, multiple Hall of Fame legend, Kevin Butler. I'm Jeff Dantzler. This is the Bulldog Brunch from the Hilltop Grill. If you're here in Athens, come see us. If you're on your way back from the Golden Isles, my buddy Woody Fields has already arrived. He's been down there for 10 days, said he had to go get him some medicine. They have tomato juice that's now available at 11 o'clock in the morning.
Adam got back at 1.
Yeah, the road dog. Well, Adam drives faster than you do. Hey, if you're on your way back, give us a call. That's moving fast.
Do you really?
I honestly don't know if anybody drives as fast as you. I'm telling you, going down to the Hall of Fame a couple of weeks ago, when there are a million cars and no space, he's still trying to do 90. Gridlock is not a word that applies to Kevin Butler when it comes to traffic.
I appreciate
the man
that
can make his own space. Can tweet the road dog at road dog 680, at John Essick, yours truly, at Jeff Dantzler TV. Yeah, there you go. A game of critical importance. Great players had great games. Georgia never trailed. Georgia answered. And if there was ever a win that Georgia needed, this was it.
Yes, it was. I mean, this is as I said, I thought it was the biggest one of Kirby's career. I think it was a very pivotal game in what this organization and what this program has been doing the last 4 years. And it's something that when you make a commitment to excellence, you really can't take a big step back. And I think that would have been. I think this team has proven themselves as a very dominant team. And I think yesterday that team showed up, made the Dog Nation very proud.
I certainly did. It was a complete team victory yesterday. Old 7-11, Swift and Fromm, they were great. The tight ends, Werner and Wolf, the return of Cager, the stop unit, the offensive line. And how about Eric Stokes leading the secondary? DeAndre Baker was a great one. Stokes is in that league. He is an elite, elite corner. And whenever he decides to leave, hopefully after his fifth year, senior year, he will be a very high pick in the NFL.
Well, he will be. I mean, he had four total tackles yesterday. Richard LeCount had six yesterday. Mark Webb had six. So, you know, what that tells me is that defensive line was keeping all those offensive linemen occupied up front. They were pushing upfield. And our secondary, cornerback, safety, were playing a little bit more aggressive yesterday. And I think that's what you have to do with Florida. You've got to respect their talent. You put the ball in their hands out at the corners. They were doing a lot of the hitch passes over there, trying to get these guys some room, let them start moving where they could read breaks. And Georgia was attacking them just as fast. And when that's happening, the process of thinking that's open, thinking left or right, it just has to happen much quicker. And the elite, elite athletes make those situations happen. And I think by doing that yesterday, our defensive backs made decisions happen quicker, and it was usually in our favor.
It was a great day for Georgia. Again, I just thought the biggest key, big picture, were Georgia's answers, what Georgia did on third down. Again, throwing when you want to, not when you have to.
Yeah, 12 of 18.
It was 9 out of 12 at one point.
And, you know, I think it just shows the confidence that the team has in themselves. You know, I think when you don't get that confidence, you're not sure about routes, you're not sure about timing. We saw the difference in him using the tight ends four times for 46 yards, a big 22-yard game, a big 17-yard game that closed out the game. These are things that we just haven't seen a lot of, and we saw Jake start distributing that ball around the whole field yesterday. And all of a sudden, they started dropping back, and they were having safeties about 15 yards deep, not inside 10 yards to where they started the game. They started inside 10 yards.
Right.
At the end of the game, they were back up to 15, 17 yards with two safeties. We opened up their defense, and any defense that we can open up, we're going to have success against.
You betcha. Swift had some nifty runs. I hated that TD got called back there. It's going to be chilly on Saturday night when the Mizzou Tigers come to town, so make sure you roll into the UGA bookstore and get all kinds of great gear. Got to get your pullovers. Road Dogs in red. You're in black. I'm in red today. And before the Missouri game next Saturday from 4:30 until 6:30, Coach Dooley, College Football Hall of Famer, is going to be signing autographs along with one of the great Georgia pitchers of all time. Had a great career, went to the World Series with the L.A. Dodgers, and now he's a Cincinnati Red. One of my favorite left-handers, Alex Wood, who is just a great guy. So you can go get Coach Dooley's autograph. You can get Alex's autograph. He's a big league all-star. UGA bookstore open after every home game. And remember, you can always shop online 24/7 at ugabookstore.com. The UGA bookstore, it's where the dogs shop. And Alex's mom was once banned from Facebook. I'll tell that story when we return. It is the Bulldog Brunch.
It's hard to do.
From the Hilltop Grill here on the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network.
Hey, this is Kirk Herbstreit. This team's going to need to change the momentum in the second half. Let's listen in to the head coach to hear his halftime speech.
Listen to me. It all comes down to now. I want to see some fire. A fire that could perfectly grill an acrid smoked sausage. And I want to see more from you out there. More flavor. More condiments. This is a home gate, after all. Now start eating like you belong here!
Yeah!
Okay, now I'm fired up. Eckridge, you do you.
At Georgia Power, we believe our lake should be filled with water, not trash. That a healthy honeybee population will pollinate a healthier environment. That building homes is just as important as powering them. That's why we believe what we do off the grid is just as important as the clean, safe, reliable, affordable energy we provide on it. And that's a different kind of energy. Visit georgiapower.com/community.
Best tailgate? It's got to be burgers.
And an ice cold Coke.
Real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings.
Dude, subs.
Nah, hot dog.
No, Dodger dog.
I'll drink to that. Pass me a Coke.
It's got to be crawfish.
Mac and cheese.
No. Seven-layer dip.
Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
An ice cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day? Race day.
Calls for Coke. You know it.
It's tailgating 101.
Football fans, Terrapin Beer Company, Athens born and bred and longest running brewery, is proud to be a part of game day and every day. Let's raise our glasses and toast our Athens team with our hometown brew. Make Terrapin a part of your game day weekend traditions. Stop by the brewery Wednesday through Sunday to sample the best beer you can drink. Please drink responsibly, and as always, 21 means 21.
Says Georgia football is only for Saturdays. We're satisfying your dog football hunger with the Bulldog Brunch. Once again, here's your host, Jeff Dantzler.
Welcome back. It is the Bulldog Brunch from the Hilltop Grill. Enjoy the best brunch in all of Athens. Got some gumbo on the way. And fans pay to watch Adam Gillespie eat the steak, the bacon, and the Red Mule Grits. The phone numbers to join us, 888-813-2947. That is 888-81-DOGS. You can tweet us, hashtag UGA Dog Talk. And thank you so much to Trent and Trent's young assistant here for helping us out here today. Adam is at Road Dog 680. Again, Kevin at The Real Butthead, at John Essek, and yours truly at Jeff Dantzler TV. Mentioning at the UGA Bookstore this coming week, Coach Dooley's going to be signing. And also, Alex Wood will be signing, one of the great pitchers in Georgia history. His parents are fantastic, longtime Georgia fans, and his mom is a wonderful piano player.
Yeah.
So she would go through, like, for my birthday or for Valentine's or so, hey, what song do you want me to play? So I would come up with something. Yeah, play this. So anyway, she would just play songs for people, and apparently Facebook said she was doing that without the express written consent, so she got banned from Facebook for about a week. So
wow.
Carol Wood, my favorite piano player on the side of Billy Joel. There you
that's
go.
That's pretty good recognition, I guess, that they would actually – follow her.
But I think she said, maybe it was Valentine's Day, what can I play for you and Emily? I said, ooh, how about the love theme to St. Elmo's Fire? Very romantic instrumental there. Very romantic. Let's go to Jeff, who's down in Orange Beach, Alabama.
Does that scare you?
The side of the he's eating that steak. I look the way they're just cutting the exact same size. It's a thing of beauty. Orange Beach, hey, that's where the SEC soccer tournament is. Jeff, good
where's
morning to you. Orange Beach, Alabama. Welcome to the Bulldog Brunch from the Hilltop Grill.
Hmm.
Hey, thanks, guys. Great game, I guess, yesterday. I was in the deer stand in North Mobile County trying to kill something, and my phone died. For some reason, I couldn't get the on the georgedogs.com. I couldn't, you know, usually when you pull it up, just listen or watch live on ESPN. That never came up yesterday. But anyway, great game. Go Dogs. And I wish I could have seen it, but I did kill a 4-point.
Well, there you go.
Still both season. Still both season down here.
All right, thank you, Jeff. And Bambi really hates you for doing that.
I was gonna hope he was gonna say I did get I got a gator with a bow right through the
now
head.
You're talking.
Yeah, that would have been a good one.
I do remember
making some belts and shoes today. How you doing?
There was one in the late '80s, and this thing must have been whacked down in the Okefenokee. When you got down close to the state line, there was about an 8 or a 9 footer hanging from a tree right there just north of the St. Mary's River off of I-95.
Sure, Pete will love that.
Send in a message. It is Gator season. 888-813-2947. That is 888-81-DOGS. I'm going to tell KB.
Well, would you rather go hunting gators or freaking pythons? They're sneaky, aren't they?
Listen, those
pythons. Have you ever seen the Jungle Book?
Well, you know what happened, though,
too? It was a python,
wasn't it? All these idiots that brought those things back as pets. They released them out into the Everglades, and they are bad overpopulating. It's a big deal, and they're creeping north. So those things are bad news. Those are big snakes.
They are.
Those are big
scared
snakes.
Scared me, man. The first time I saw Jungle Book, man, I was frightened.
Oh, jeez. Now, you know a great movie? Anaconda. What a cast.
Snakes on Planes is pretty good,
Snakes
too.
On a Plane's a good one there, but the cast of Anaconda is really – fantastic. I mean, you got Jennifer Lopez, Eric
Stoltz. We got a new
Stoltz.
One coming. The
is
second,
it Ice-T or Cube? Ice Cube and that. John Voight gets regurgitated by a giant snake. I mean, what gets better
happen.
Than that?
That can happen. I've seen that on National Geographic.
It's an everyday occasion there. Tremendous cast.
really is.
Anaconda.
You probably get a remake here soon.
Anaconda 2. Well, you know what? After Jaws, which is a top 10 movie of all time, one of my all-time favorites, then they came out with, Piranha, Gator. There was even one starring Richard Harris, who sang one of the worst songs ever, MacArthur Park, called Orca, where there was like a killer. It's a horrible movie.
You didn't
but
like
you had
Orca?
To watch them all. It was terrible.
Wasn't that Free Willy?
That was Free Willy 2. There you go, Orca. The killer whale that actually – I don't trust those things. You know, people say, oh, they don't eat – well, how do you know?
I trust anything that's underwater.
When you enter
that's
the ocean,
that's just a good, that's a good rule
chain.
In life. If you live above water, don't trust anything underwater.
Good point.
Because they probably, at the end of the day, want you underwater with them.
Welcome back. It is the Bulldog Brunch from the Hilltop Grill. By the way, Kevin's French toast is delicious.
It is really some of the best
there.
French toast you can
it's
have.
It's awesome. And you got the grits to go with it.
Have some.
Oh, the grits are great. I got my gumbo sitting here.
Have you ever mixed any grits with the gumbo?
It sounds pretty good.
Experiment.
Might as well try it. And we both have, Kathy and Emily both have some gumbo on the way, too. Looking forward to today.
It might be more for Grandmama.
Oh, okay. You got to get that to Miss Sharon?
Yeah.
Yeah, Kathy wasn't answering your calls yesterday. She was doing business.
How long have you been married?
About a year and 3 months or
Emily's
so.
Emily's going to lose your phone number, too.
Yeah, probably so. God, that's bad news there.
Well, once you know, once the kid comes along, you're going to drop down.
Stop it. But when she calls, I got a good picture that comes up there. So.
I saw that last night.
It's a good
one. She wasn't happy about that.
It's a crowd pleaser. 888-813-2947. 888-81-DOGS.
It should be a Jeff pleaser.
Oh, my gosh. By the way, our good friend Glenn, one of my best buddies, who, good gosh, we had a lot of fun on the road with the dogs back in the day. Glenn says he is laughing really hard talking about orcas and no trail of tears this year. And we made it a few times coming back. The Bulldogs Batan just marching back up after
what was
a
the
loss
worst story?
Down in Jacksonville.
Is anything really, what was the worst part of anything happened to you at the UGA Florida game? Did you ever get in a fight?
No.
Did you ever have somebody want to fight you?
No. No.
Did you ever have a confrontation with a fan?
No, just, you know, when they do that obnoxious gator thing, and it's right in your face, you just got to kind of walk away.
And what do we do in their face?
You got to bark. You got to bark like a dog.
And that's not that, – I wasn't going to scare
all.
Half the people in here and start barking.
My freshman year, the Jacksonville Landing had just opened, and my buddy Ty and I went there just to check it out. That was a mistake. There were like 10,000 people there, double-decker of restaurants, and there's some Georgia fans sitting on the bottom floor. And I look up, and there's this Florida fan just takes a pitcher of beer and just pours it over the top, right on top of him. Well, there's so many people there, it would have taken 45 minutes to get up top, and he just starts doing that gator chomp. And I said, it is time to go, my friend.
Yeah, that's
bad things happen. And that's the thing. That game with the fans, it's 50-50 on the fans. It has nothing to do with the boozing. Fans booze at all the games. It's you go to LSU or you go to Auburn, you're outnumbered 10-1. Down there, it is 50-50, and that gator chomp gets right in your face.
Yeah, it's not the boozing that gets you in trouble. It's the losing that gets
boozing
you in trouble.
Boozing and losing and a gator chomp
a
in your face.
That's a bad combo right
there. All my guys were telling me, though, that they were mouthy before the game.
Well, they were mouthy. You know, I was down there with Danny Wolfel and Tim Tebow, and they were both mouthy.
Tebow will do the gator chomp.
Tebow was very mouthy up on stage. He was giving it to us like, I guess, he could. It'd be like Herschel getting up there.
Right.
Giving the Florida Gators.
Although Herschel never lost to Florida. Tebow did lose to Georgia once.
Well, he didn't bring that up.
Yeah.
Let me tell you that
sacked
much.
Him 6 times in 20. By the way, pass this along to Tim, too. He's an all-time great player.
Yeah, we're real close. Tell me.
He's real good. I see him at dinner at a nice restaurant one night in Athens, I guess the night before. He's in there with just like a dry-fit T-shirt and a backwards hat. Listen, don't be backwards hat guy. You got to be better than that. You want a Heisman Trophy. But he's a gator.
I mean, but a backwards hat in a restaurant.
He was backwards hat guy and had
Did
like
he have
this
jean
tight
shorts on?
I didn't notice that. He was just sitting down. I'm thinking like, oh, my gosh, he's wearing like a dry fit shirt and a backwards hat to a nice restaurant. What's the deal
he's,
there?
He's a pretty bowed up guy, though.
Yeah, he's pretty well put together.
I mean, me and you going in there, the old dry fit T-shirt, don't think that's good.
That's a good look right
Probably
there.
Probably not. Probably
no,
not.
I think that'd be good.
If you have Tim's body.
We talk about this, though. You're talking about something that would draw a crowd. I've always said SEC NASCAR would draw something. You do SEC Legends Wrestling. You put Herschel versus Tebow the night before the game. That thing would sell out 80,000 people. Adam, am I right on that?
We could have Tony Schiavone interview.
Tony Schiavone right in the middle with it. Tony was very popular in Gainesville. We were down there for a basketball game about 10 years ago, and it was Tony's birthday, and these Florida fans, these ladies came by and brought him a cake because they were big fans.
Well, that screams, don't wear a tight T-shirt, Tony. If they bring
Schiavone.
You a cake, I don't think you should be sporting the old tight grip shirt.
That is a man who is not afraid.
I just want him to wear
Georgia
a shirt,
win.
To be honest
no,
with
he'll
you.
Go shirtless if it pulls a dog
shirt.
He might have to
hat.
Paint the chest in the cold against Missouri on Saturday.
This is probably not the best conversation for a brunch.
It is the Bulldog Brunch from the Hilltop Grill. How about them dogs on the Georgia Bulldog Sports Network? Back, it is the Bulldog Brunch from the Hilltop Grill. The great Adam Gillespie across the way. Our man John Essick back at Mission Control to my left. Bulldogs and Bears record-setting multiple Hall of Fame legend Kevin Butler. I'm Jeff Dantzler, and in honor of the great John Blutarski, bacon-wrapped shrimp, gone. Gumbo, gone. Steak, bacon, and grits, gone.
French toast,
almost gone.
Syrup, gone.
Niedermeyer, dead. Marmalade, dead. Hilltop Grill, we are devouring the menu here. My buddy Scott Clegg's over there. Scott and Brenda came, and he's been known to basically just order one side of the menu when he's hungry after a Georgia win.
I think that's a good way to do it. I think you become, you know, glued to one thing or another.
You got me out of
different.
It. You were
you
right.
Always were
You're
doing
right.
The chicken sandwich.
I get the grilled chicken with the mustard on it. It's really, it's fantastic.
It's boring.
Yeah, but then you got me. I'm like, all right. And especially now with it being cool out, the gumbo.
That good?
Oh, man.
How many times you work out a day now since it's cooler?
Oh, I go outside. I do a walk outside and hit the gym for about 45 minutes a day.
That's good.
Yeah, you got to.
You look great.
Because here's the deal. I'm not stopping eating and enjoying what I drink.
No, you shouldn't.
Well, water only. I'm sorry. That's just not cutting it.
No, you just need to start being a little bit more healthy.
Yeah, that's why I exercise every day.
Bringing people into the world, man. You want to make sure they're good.
Oh, my gosh. Hashtag fake news. Adam Gillespie's over there listening to MacArthur Park.
It's pretty bad, isn't it?
Maybe you could hear that on the new podcast. Calling all dogs. Be sure to subscribe to the brand new Georgia Bulldogs podcast. No, that song would never be on there. That's PAWD cast, although I guess it will be now because you can hear this show on there. Weekly, you'll receive exclusive on-demand audio content.
They play our show on
from
there?
The Georgia Bulldog Radio Network, including Kirby's Weekly Presser.
Yeah.
The Bulldog Brunch.
That's us.
Voted unanimously. Greatest show in the history of radio. Take that, Rush and Howard Stern. Bulldogs Live, throwback game broadcast, and more. Subscribe and download the podcast today. And I have been told, a little bird told me once, that this is far and away the most frequently downloaded program on the podcast.
The Bulldog Brunch.
Oh, my gosh.
Really?
Blows all the others away.
Well,
Road Dog will back us on that.
Well, you told me to download it like every chance I get during the day.
There you go. I called my parents, but listen, you need to just download this thing.
What's downloading?
Well, you know, just that'll make us famous right there.
There you go.
I'll make you famous.
Almost famous.
All right. Let's go up to Cumming, Georgia, which is a great Bulldog club, and I want to thank that Lanier 400 Club for having me up there to speak this past summer. Home of the great Marcy Gravett, Gary Orris, former Lady Dog star Katie Fry, best friends with the First Lady Mary Beth, and just a tremendous, tremendous group of Bulldogs there. Jake is with us.
It's unbelievable, isn't it?
Jake, a good morning to you, sir, and we welcome you to the Bulldog Brunch from the Hilltop Grill.
Yep. Thanks for taking my call. Y'all do a great job.
Thank you.
Yep. We got quite a Bulldog following up here. I was at the game yesterday. I can't hardly talk. But I want to bring up two things to y'all. First of all, it may have already been brought up this morning, was the officiating. I know you may have already brought it up, but Whiny Dan started whining toward the officials as they were leaving the field, you know, at the first half. Well, what a difference the second half was. We watched how much holding there was on the line of scrimmage.
A lot of holding. A lot of holding.
And nothing was called. And on two or three occasions, Florida's O-line was moving and nothing was called. And on the, even on that pass that they call on the goal line, I mean, I'll give it to him. Okay, he was over, but that was even questionable. But, you know, I mean, the officiating now is becoming sketchy. But I know it's a tough job. I wouldn't want to have to do it. So, you know, I don't know. I mean, you know, once Whiny Dan got in on it, it just.
Boy, he was. Wasn't he whiny? He was full of excuses after the game. And it just almost reminds me of a couple of those Mayberry shows where Gomer got really mad and was yelling at Barney.
Right.
That's what he looked like yesterday.
Gomer?
He looked like Gomer.
Have the hat.
If he'd just turned that brim up, he'd look just like Gomer.
Awesome. Speaking of coming, my buddy Derek Watson, he and his wife Brittany, they took their little guy to their first Georgia Florida game yesterday. So got a chance to see them.
He's quite young.
He is very, very. We saw a one-day-old little girl celebrating the win yesterday. We got a great tweet.
A one-day-old?
One-day-old, yeah. We went through
that
last night.
That mother right there is Bulldog Mother of the Year.
Yeah, no, not at the game, but.
Okay, I'll take the award back.
Yes. Let's see. Our buddy Jermaine, who is a great Georgia fan.
Yeah.
And he knows a lot about.
Stuff?
Yeah, he knows sci-fi movies like me. So the segue from the killer whale discussion to Peachtree Orthopedics was worthy of the Journalism Hall of Fame. Well, thank you very much, my friend.
We appreciate that.
We appreciate it. Jermaine is a man. Mark, tweeting in, Kevin, the wife confused you with some guy named Drew Butler, so I went to pull out your cup from the stack and realized I was already drinking out of it. So there you go. That's your cup from the old Posh cups from back in the day.
That's the
where
Clemson
they had Munson's
kick.
Call. So where is that cup? Oh, yeah, I'm drinking out of it right now.
Well, that's why we won, by golly.
That is fantastic.
It's a good cup. I believe it's one of those. It's a classic cup. It's got a bottom. It's got sides. And then it has a picture of me, Jimmy Harrell.
Yes.
I don't know if Paul Messer's in there. He might need to turn that around and see him on the other side of the cup.
Although Paul is in infamy at another restaurant down the street that serves chili dogs in the picture from the kick.
Yeah.
Where it says Jimmy Harrell, number 82. I think it was even a Coach Bill Hartman, Hall of Fame.
It's a picture of me, Coach Hartman,
Kevin
Jimmy,
Butler, number 5,
and Paul.
And unknown player.
And Paul's our starting center. And it's a great picture.
It's a great picture.
But you're sitting there, and it says everybody's
unknown
names
player.
except Paul. I told him, I said, Paul, they didn't recognize you. Can you bend around and turn it over? And they said, oh, that's Paul.
Here's a great one we got. How about this? Thank you, Jim, pulling this out. And you'll like this here, Road Dog, from Lawrence Cager, the Undertaker coming out of the coffin right there.
I like that.
Oh, my gosh.
That's good
I love
stuff.
Twitter, especially when Twitter talks politics. Let's see. Richard tweeting us in from out in California. Great day to be a Georgia Bulldog. Going to show folks as I drive around today how I feel about them. He actually has a Gator Hater California license plate.
I love it. That's about the only thing I like about California, but I like that.
Oh, great one here from the Bitter Dog. We probably ought not to mention there, but the pass protection was fantastic yesterday.
I think that's very – you can read that.
Did not give up a sack. Here's a good one here.
Oh, read it.
Disease of the Dancing Cats, 63 yards in kickoff returns versus Florida. Big-time hitting yardage. Great
I saw
point.
That. You know, when you're not gaining so much. Say you get 50 right there, so we got 13 extra yards. But I think it's a moral win for the team to get past that 25-yard line. And once you get to that 25-yard line, man, you're maybe one tackle, maybe a broken tackle away from taking it through the house. So I liked it. Anytime you see a kickoff return in college football, now it's kind of fun.
It's awesome.
It takes your it takes your attention, and you're always looking for that big play.
Got some more tweets to get to here. Evil Jake Fromm, how happy are you today, JD? #very. Drayton tweets in, A lot quieter from UF fans today than leading up to the game. Props to the O-line on a great day. Missouri is talented. Got to be ready. Glad it's a night game. Amen to that. Thank you, Drayton. The Law Dog tweets in, KB, talking about the battles within the war. The block Swift had to undercut the blitzing Gator on the last third down conversion, giving Fromm that extra second to throw was a huge pickup. Go Dogs. Amen.
I tell you, that was really key because the guy was still scrambling right down at his feet, trying to crawl over Swift to get to him. And another guy was coming up high, and Jake just stood in there and just made an unbelievable pass.
He was great. He was great. Stevie Mack, he is from up and coming as well. Beautiful Sunday morning to be a dog, listening in on the Bulldogs app. And he says his name is Steve McMichael. He's not the other Mongo. KB played with two Mongos. Hilltop Grill on my must-do list soon. Absolutely got to get here. Brian tweets in, how about that toss sweep finally? Amen to that. Spirit World telling me, chill out. Don't get too worried about Mizzou yet. So you can always tweet us at The Real Butthead, at Jeff Dantzler TV. Adam is at Road Dog 680, and John is at John Essick. My man Woody Fields rocking in here with his 2002 Bulldog Invitational. That's when Woody and Leroy used to run the show down there, the great Leroy Dukes. You got to love a man who's got his flip-flops on and a jacket. And how about this? Is this true here, Wood? The great Chris Lloyd, owner of the Hilltop Grill and Marker 7 Coastal Grill.
Yeah.
Hole-in-one at the King and Prince Golf Course on Friday.
Really?
Chris Lloyd with the ace.
Drinks for everybody.
Bacon-wrapped shrimp for everybody.
That's what I say. It's what happens in the clubhouse.
Wow.
That
Way
is pretty
go,
good.
Chris.
Let's don't let him get away with that. Don't you have to buy for the
house? Bacon wrapped shrimp for everybody.
Look, he's a little hesitant.
Woody's doing some negotiating.
Woody's like, I'm not going to give that okay. That could cause some trouble.
There's a guy that might need some certain numerical information, you know, before 1 o'clock today. So Woody's getting there. There you go.
There you go.
There it is.
That's pretty big.
Fantastic.
Was that his first, do you know?
That's got to be. I mean, I don't know how too many people have made multiple holes in one, but.
You just don't know many people.
I know a few. Just a few. Just a few.
I've had two.
You've had two?
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
I had one at Bill Murray's golf tournament, and that was like a lost day after that one.
I can imagine. Hashtag blackout.
I don't think I blacked out, but I think I passed blackout really quick.
We've gone plaid. And by the way, with this win over Florida, I was hoping. So my buddies Taylor and George over at the sister restaurant, Marker 7, we need a shrimp off. I was hoping Taylor would.
I think Missouri will be the perfect weekend for a shrimp off. Let's just go ahead and declare it. Next Sunday is our annual shrimp off.
If the dogs win, and, we need a shrimp off here.
Maybe we'll try to have some kind of contest up here, and we'll bring one of our friends here that comes up for the
shrimp off
brunch
because they've got
to join in and enjoy the shrimp off with us.
M7's got the buffalo shrimp, and I've force fed them to you at lunch before.
I know.
They're
think
awesome.
We need a third party to do that because I believe we tied last year.
We tied.
So they're both great. Let's just keep eating them.
We'll just keep. I don't know. We got to debate this more. Keep bringing more. Keep bringing
yeah,
more.
Yeah, I think we should.
So we love the Hilltop Grill. Congratulations, Mr. Lloyd, on that hole in one. Another place where they have good seafood, Maui. You can join Coach Crean and the men's basketball team in Hawaii for the Maui Invitational. That's November 25 through 27. Check out GeorgiaDogs.com for travel packages and more information or call 706-542-9045 to request tickets in the Georgia section. We'll see you in Maui. Let's go to the phones. We've got Daryl with us. Daryl, good morning to you, and welcome to the Bulldog Brunch from the Hilltop Grill.
Good morning, fellas. How y'all doing?
How are you?
Pretty good. I had a hole-in-one one time back when I was like, I shot like a 134. Then I got my handicap down to like, I don't know, I got it down to one time to like around 10 or 11, and didn't get close to a hole-in-one. But hole-in-ones are low. Who was that? Wasn't there some guy over that was like a, I don't know who he was. It was like an Imperial or something like that. They said it shot like a 20 or something like that.
Kim Jong-un claimed. Kim Jong-un claimed to have once shot a 38.
There you go. Yeah.
On 18 holes?
Yes.
Tall sweep.
You know what I'm going to claim about him? Well, he can't add.
No, no. Well, don't say that, or they'll, you know, throw you into a pit of misery. You'll be in the everlasting no if you would have contradicted a.
Well, he did. I've talked to him once. He said the three hardest things about math are subtraction and addition.
Daryl, continue on. I did love that toss sweep.
I do too, man. That's old school right there. We need to go back to that. You know, we need to run that more often.
I mean,
we did that back when we had Herschel. But hey, shout out, okay, to Jake Fromm. All he went through, when the play broke down, he took the ball, he ran, he took what would have been a loss or nothing, and got a gain out of it. Made some great throws. Shout out to the receiving corps. They called about everything. Shout out to the defensive line. Shut down the whole defense. Actually, shutting down. Mullen said that he had to throw the football because they were behind. That ain't why he had to throw the football. He had to throw the football because Georgia shut down the running game. Shout out to the special teams. The punter, I thought he had a great punt. Rodrigo made everything. We had some kick returns. I mean, shout out to the Coach Smart. I thought the in-game coach. I mean, throwing the football to get the first down, going for the win. I mean, just the entire football program, shout out to the entire team. It was a great win, man. It was a great win. It was a win that we needed. We got. Now it's on to Mizzou. We ain't got Atlanta. We ain't got Atlanta down yet. But it's on to Mizzou next. We just got to keep playing, man. But what a great, great win for Georgia.
Yeah. Amen to that, Daryl.
Every time you beat the Gators, it's great. But great win.
Yeah, it really is. And thank you very much, Daryl. That was a tremendous victory for Georgia yesterday, and the Dogs, that they're keeping themselves in the hunt. There's a long way to go and a big game coming up Saturday, but that was, as you said, not just for this season, but for the programs, because if Florida wins, there's a pretty good chance they're 11-1 going to Atlanta with a shot at the whole thing there.
Well, I think the United States of America, excluding the state of Georgia, thought that's exactly what was going to happen yesterday. They thought they saw a quick changing of the guard in the East. Georgia put a definite hammer on that thought. Knocked it back to the ground, and now Georgia has the opportunity to prove themselves out. We know we were in the playoffs. We said it. We started the playoffs after we lost to South Carolina. That's nothing new. That's what you have to do in the East, and that's what you have to do in the West in the SEC. Nothing's changed. Don't listen to these people that don't spend all their time in the SEC, because I think as Georgia fans go, and certainly, Jeff, you and I know, no matter what day you go into somebody else's place, in the SEC, if you're not ready to play football and your opponent is, you're not going to like the outcome.
That's one of the things Kirby says, that the best team doesn't always win. It's the team that plays the best. And yesterday, Georgia was both the better team and the Bulldogs played better. Dogs over Florida. Dogs on top, 24-17 over the Gators. We shall put a bow on this masterpiece as we continue on from the Hilltop Grill. We're enjoying the best brunch in all of Athens. It's the Bulldog Brunch on the Georgia Bulldog Sports Network. Welcome back to the Bulldog Brunch from the Hilltop Grill as we wind things down. A reminder, whenever you're kind of out of sorts, Peachtree Orthopedics has got you covered, dedicated to helping you feel better faster with specialists for every body part. Healing Atlanta for over 65 years and now offering same-day and Saturday appointments. Learn more at PeachtreeOrthopedics.com. As we said earlier, they've even got your solutions if you've been attacked by a giant sea mammal like the orca slash killer whale. Well, the Gator was taken down by the Bulldog, reminding me of one of those great nameplates that the greatest Bulldog ever, Dan McGill, had on his desk. And it was a quote from Sir Winston Churchill, the British Bulldog. "The nose of the Bulldog is slanted upwards so that it can breathe without letting go." And Georgia got a hold of that Gator yesterday and did not let go.
No, they didn't. And you can't let go, because this team has some belief in themselves. The Gators did, about coming back in the fourth quarter. And that's what they were hoping on. You saw them kind of lift up and start play a little bit more attack-like-ish, making plays. And that was something that, you know, I guess we all were. I know you were sitting there going, oh, gosh, here it goes. They can't let them do that. This is what they like to do. But Georgia just didn't sit back and try to protect the win. They kept pushing it downfield. I think that's what really pleased everybody in Dog Nation yesterday, to see a team that was ahead still pushing that button to try to score more, to just keep that defense, keep the Gators on their back heels, and that's exactly what happened.
All right, real quick here, a tweet from Paige. Great win for the Bulldogs. How do y'all feel about the rest of the season? You got to feel good going in against Missouri. I think it's going to be a tough game. I think you have to anticipate every game is going to be a tough game.
Well, every game's a tough game because you're in a must-win situation.
That's right.
So anytime you do not perform to your expectations, you put yourself in bad situations, you make mental mistakes on the field, that stacks up against you accomplishing your goal. And your goal simply each week is to beat that opponent that you're facing. 100% focus on that team. Don't worry about the next step. Missouri, Missouri, Missouri this week, and then we move on to some other team. I don't even know who it is.
You know
I'm
what
so
happened?
Focused right now.
You start,
I don't even think we have any more games. We just have to play this.
You have to play Missouri because you know what? You start worrying about the playoffs and down the road, guess what? You won't have to worry about the playoffs after that.
You just got to worry about Saturday night. You go out Friday, might not ever make Saturday.
You got that right. Looking forward to a great week here in Athens. I know Friday a lot of scholars
will
join
up. What kind of sports are you preaching this week?
Well, let's see. Tuesday night, we got a little men's hoops. The opener, I'll be doing the TV for that one with the great Mark Sloniker. And then Thursday night's a Lady Dogs first game. You know, Friday we'll have a big evening getting ready for the
now,
Dogs.
Who do you work with on the women's game?
That is a solo operation right there.
Do you like do voices or just
no, just me
you?
The whole time? I do it all.
I think that'd be awesome if you like had your second character and he was just, hey.
That's popped up every now and then. Just every now and then. You know, if it's like a 50-point game early in the season.
So, Jeff.
I got to do some things just to keep myself entertained in some of those.
That's what I was thinking. I mean, because the Lady Dogs can get ahead of a lot of their opponents.
There you go.
I like that.
Yeah, by the way, the Georgia women's soccer team got a big win on Thursday over
Florida.
Who
did they beat?
Beat the Gators 1-0 with a goal in the 89th
so
minute.
So, they beat the Gators. We beat the Gators in golf, and then we beat the Gators in football.
And the Georgia women's swimming team got a big win over Florida.
We drowned
Florida
the
Friday.
Gators. Anytime you beat a Gator in water, that's huge.
And you know what they do, too? They actually put in real live alligators to shake up the visiting team. So that is extra special when you can get that W. KB, it's all smiles for the Bulldogs, and can't wait for this coming weekend. Holy smokes.
It's going to be a great one. You know, they've got everything still in front of them. They're going to enjoy this win today, and they'll jump right back on it tomorrow. I think the nervousness that led up to this game, the anticipation that led up to this game has taken a step down because our team did what they needed to do. They went out there, performed a great game, and very proud of the Dogs.
All right, very proud of the Dogs indeed. What a win for Georgia, and Georgia wins the decade over Florida. Thanks so much to the Road Dog, Adam Gillespie, to John Essick for all their great work. Trent and Brandon, everybody here at the Hilltop Grill, they take such great care of us. We love the Hilltop Grill. We love the Bulldog Brunch. For the multiple Hall of Fame Bulldog legend, the record-setting scoring machine, Kevin Butler, I'm Jeff Dantzler. This has been the Bulldog Brunch from the Hilltop Grill on the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network.
Thanks for listening to the Georgia Bulldogs Podcast, your only source on the web for exclusive content from the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network. Historic game rewinds and original programming from the Bulldogs. Make sure you comment, subscribe, and rate this programming to continue to receive the best in Bulldogs content. Go Dawgs!